We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Adam Schefter tweeted out moments ago that the Dolphins are releasing Emmanuel Agba, which would not be a surprise to many people, but that seems to be on the cusp of being official. David Fioronis in the Sun Sentinel tweets out he can confirm that report. And also the Dolphins stand to save $13.7 million against the salary cap in 2024 by releasing Agba, $4 million in dead cap there. So it's a good reason to bring on Mike Cugno, but it's not why we were bringing on Mike Cugno. But as long as that news is out there, we can have him comment on it. Mike Cugno, you can see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ, and you see him locally on CBS 4 here in Miami. And most importantly, he's a member of this show. And when something monumental happens on this show, Mike needs to be part of it. And our own Solana's engaged. Mike's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's joining us now. What would you like to talk about, Mike? Emmanuel Agba or Alejandro and Valentina Solana?
Well, what's the bigger news? I think the Emmanuel Agba stuff was kind of written on the wall. We kind of knew someone was going to be let go from this team. So let's jump into the engagement. Like, what are we
talking about?
Well,
who do you think is happier? Who do you think, I asked this of Solana in the last segment, who do you think is happier today? Valentina, who is now engaged to Solana, or Chris Greer, who got a lot of extra money to deal with on the extended salary cap?
Ooh, I'm going to say Chris Greer. No, I won't do that. So Solana's well on his way to providing a lifetime of happiness for Valentina. I mean, he set the bar way too high getting engaged in Italy. I wouldn't have done that. I did mine in Tennessee on a cliff. So I had options. You know, it's either jump off or, you know, take the plunge. You gotta be able to give yourself options. It's like running a play near the goal line. You don't hand the ball off, especially if you have a mobile quarterback. You got to give yourself some room to wiggle.
Great advice, Solana. Are you taking that? That's a savvy guy right there. How long have you now? You guys have welcomed a baby already, but how long have you been married at this point?
We're 2 years now. We're 2 years in. And I got to tell you, all the things I've done so far, and I can give you all the advice you need. I've been making you know, money in this relationship. It's been going swimmingly. Do you need advice, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I don't know if I like. All right, yeah, all right. What's your biggest advice, Mike?
All right. When you get into a fight, lean into it. Don't back down. Tell them to relax. They love that more than anything. You never back down. And then when they say, you know, I want to go out to eat, I'm not sure what I'm in the mood for, then you just tell them, fine, I'll just order for myself at the house. You get whatever you want. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, this is A-plus advice.
It's interesting because I've been married over 26 years, and I was going to jump in to correct this youngster's marriage advice, but he is spot on. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even have a spot in there to jump in because he's spot on all of that. What wives really
nothing,
want from
nothing
their,
could go wrong. Yeah, nothing
yeah,
could go wrong.
What
in
wives
any of these
really
scenarios.
Want from their husbands, they want someone who has all the answers. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. isn't really interested in their opinions on things. It's why they marry you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Listen to the pros.
Okay.
We would never, ever hear you wrong.
No, this, I've never been more excited for marriage, actually, after hearing this.
Yeah, because, like, Cuño's honest, you go, hey, where do you want to go to dinner? I'm not so certain. I go, well, you'll try again tomorrow. You've lost your opportunity tonight. Now make me a sandwich.
You don't need to say.
I never know where to draw the line, Cuño. I'm always at that point where I could get just audio clipped just enough and ruin my career.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could wipe this from the history books if you want. And you guys have that capability.
I would never. This advice is too important to ever wipe from the history books. What do you think about this, though? She's not going to take his last name.
Really?
Yeah. Listen. Now, your wife, Jennifer, was successful in her own right in the television industry, but she took your name.
Yeah, she did, but I think if she had to do it all over again, honestly, she wouldn't, because watching her go through it was a pain in the butt to go through all of that. I mean, look, I know it's traditional to do it, but after watching my wife basically go through 2 years of trying to change her name on every document that's out there,
stop it. It's not a pain. Big deal. What are you talking about? Get out.
Well, because you didn't have to do it.
Right, I'm the man.
Yeah, that's right. Allegedly, yeah.
At least on the birth certificate. Yeah. Mike Cuño is with us. Do you regret not inviting any of us to your wedding?
No. In fact, that was one of my hard lines.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because none of us made the cut. Now, have you thought about this, Solana? Because Cuño, you know, you're a frequent guest on CBS4. You're, I think, a mainstay in their Sunday night coverage.
Right.
So would you feel obligated to now extend an invitation to Mike Cuño, who didn't invite you?
Yeah, you know, I have thought about this, Hawk, but the problem is Cuño, because he's so big time now, right? He doesn't really do the Sunday night show much anymore. He has the past couple weeks, but he doesn't do it much anymore. So, you know, I have thought about it. I'll invite George, the producer, who I'm very friendly with, good guy. Samantha and Trish, who I do the show with on Sunday, for sure they'll get the invite. I just don't know if Cuño will make
Goldie
that cut.
Goldie and Bo? Will Goldie and Bo make the cut?
I would have given you a polite, hey, can't make it. You know, like I would have come up with an excuse. So don't worry, you're saving yourself.
So Bo,
by not sending me.
Bo will 100% get an invite, even if I have just like a 10-person wedding. Bo Camper. We'll get an invite.
Hold on,
Cuño, here's why. Here's why. Bo Camper left me some phenomenal advice on Instagram comments, which I wasn't aware Bo Camper, one, had Instagram, two, followed me, or three, knew how to comment on Instagram. So that was as shocking as anything. But his
Bo's a romantic. Bo's a romantic. Mm-hmm. Don't let the big
I want to hear this advice. What did he write to you?
Congratulations. Stay safe until the wedding.
I mean, head on a swivel. The wedding planning will be an adventure. So, you know, keep your head down, put a helmet on for sure.
Right.
Was he at your wedding? Who made the cut for your wedding?
No one. I was, I didn't think I was going to make it to the
TV
aisle.
TV people.
So.
What TV people? Come on. Was Goldie there?
Ruthie Polinsky was there. I do remember Ruthie.
Wow.
That's how I knew you were married, because I was on Instagram and I saw Ruthie Polinsky on IG taking a picture with you and your wife saying congratulations to the Cuños. And I remember screenshotting it, sending it to Hawk, and we were both a little insulted we weren't there.
Right, because where's your wife work? NBC6?
Yes.
So, and where did Ruthie work? NBC6?
Yeah.
NBC6.
Gotcha. So that made sense. Who made it from CBS4? Did Goldie get the invite?
No. I swear.
Elliot Rodriguez?
You're putting me in such a bad spot right now.
What? It was 2 years ago. Two years ago. You think people didn't realize that they didn't get invited?
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to keep it a secret.
Who did anyone from radio make the cut?
No. Jimmy.
So it was just you, Jennifer, Kimbo Camper, Ruthie Polinsky, and Jimmy. It's quite a wedding party.
It was a great night.
Yeah, honestly, Solana, you draw the line at Jimmy and I don't get invited. I'm actually going to be mad.
Now do you wish that you had chosen to speak about Emmanuel Agba?
No, I'm happy with where we're at.
All right, just checking. It seemed like you got a little uncomfortable. How many people were at your wedding?
100, I think.
Oh, my God, and none of us got the invite?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you know,
I was going to say that if you said six, I already had that one locked and loaded. Did you get married here in Miami?
I did. We got married in beautiful Coral Gables.
So, Lana, does Valentina have a location in mind?
Yes. Destination wedding.
Really? See, I like the destination move because you can invite a bunch of people and none of them are coming.
Yeah, that's
right.
Plan.
Actually,
that's plan.
I'm all for it. Now that you say that, right, because then there's no shame in me not going. Like,
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to a destination wedding, but you, I mean, you would understand that, but I don't think that you're going to do that.
Destination wedding, 100%, or at the Manhattan Chicago Pizzeria in Kendall. It's either or right now. It's up in the air, Mike.
Well, if you do it there, you go to Blue Martini in Town and Country.
Yeah, Town and Country.
That's the reception.
Blue Martini. Yeah, the problem is you get in trouble there. You know what I mean, Mike? I mean, that place is just swimming with cougars.
What do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean? Do tell.
I am begging for a destination wedding now that you say that. But, yeah, I don't think that's
for you, Kendall is a destination because you're coming
that's
from
Boca. That's true. 100%. I already went down to his house once for some sort of cookout or something. I think I've done my my fair share. I always liked to do like Cuno, like, hey, how come I didn't make the cut for your wedding? I mean, thank God. I know Cuno's like me when it comes to this. The last, is it true or false, Cuno? The last thing you ever want to see in your mailbox is an invitation.
Man, I'm not kidding you. Like, there was a 2-year stretch where we went to about 25 weddings. That isn't a joke. And it was tough. I mean, all my vacation days for 2 years were straight up just for weddings.
Yeah.
So now when people get married and then when they tell me they decide they're just going to do it at the courthouse, we send them the biggest gift ever because it's almost like a thank you for not inconveniencing me on the Saturday.
Right. Please. I don't need salmon and rice pilaf in Kendall. I'm fine getting it up here. Wow. I think we've learned a lot during this segment. Do you have any final comments, Mike, on Emmanuel Agba?
Yes. You should invite him to the wedding because now apparently he's got some free time. So.
Excellent. Well done, Mike.
Thank you.
That was perfect. That's exactly what we need for our podcast. That's exactly what we were looking for. Mike Cuno from CBS.
Clip it, yeah.
I mean, yeah, clip it. That's all we need. Are you excited for the second half of the Heat season? Are you excited for Inter Miami? What do you think about the Panthers game last night? I'll just give you a couple.
Oh my God, I was so excited when you told me you bet the over on the 3.5. That made my night because that was such a good hockey game. I mean, it was such a good hockey game, and then that was just the cherry on top.
Not only did I – so the over for the game was 6.5. It's a period and a half into the game. There's no score, so I live bet it over 3.5. And there's still no scoring up until there was one goal scored with 18 seconds left in the game. Not only did I live bet the over, with about 6 minutes to go in the game, I bet the Panthers to win because they were peppering Carolina, and they just couldn't get the puck in the net. And I said, they're going to win. So I had two live bets on the Panthers last night, the game over, and that didn't come close.
And then the insult to injury with the goal coming off the board. I mean,
imagine,
that's so good.
I just stared at the TV. I just stared. Couldn't take my eyes off it. All right, Mike, you are a valued member of this show, and I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we learned that listen to us in all things marital advice.
All things marital advice. And Solana, will you be on CBS4 this Sunday night?
I think so. Yeah, I think. Mike, did you scratch me? Unless he did.
Mike, will you be there? Sunday night?
I'll be there, but, I mean, Solana, if you're going to do some major life events and not let us know, then, you know, you got to give us a heads up.
Yeah, it's weird because I did give them a heads up, but Cuno blasted me on CBS saying I didn't let anybody know, but I did. I texted.
I thought they did a story on you getting engaged.
Yeah, they knew.
Well, the story was him blasting you that you hadn't told them?
Sort of, yeah.
Excused absence, but next time a heads up would have been nice.
But there was a heads up. I literally texted.
Well, but Mike doesn't work on Sunday night, so how would he have been there you told him?
I do work Sunday nights. That's where you're wrong. The problem is he didn't tell me. He told George, and that, to me, offended me because I thought we were close, but no.
I understand.
Right, and who the hell is this George guy? Hey. I've never heard of this George guy.
Excellent producer.
Come on.
Who's a better producer, Dookie Lang or this George guy?
Come on.
I mean, it's not even a contest.
It's George Perez.
It is. It is.
See you, Cuno.
Bye, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.